What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Carlotta's Cocktail and Wine Bar, Julian Hotel, Sutter Street, San Francisco, California. With me, I'm going to call him my Irish brother with a name like Sean Doherty. Food and beverage manager here, Sean Slancha. Cheers, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm great, because we have cocktails before us. Before we get to the cocktails, let's talk about Carlotta's. All about the cocktails, all about the wine. What's behind the name Carlotta's?
So... Hitchcock filmed Vertigo in the hotel, and after the hotel was renovated, they wanted to pay homage, keep some of, you know, his spirit alive, and let everyone experience it without going overboard. So one of the major themes and characters in Vertigo was Carlotta.
If you are a Hitchcock fan, even if you're not, the minute you walk in here, it's like a trip down memory lane. The staircase has significance, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It inspired him to do the staircase in the Vertigo with the bell tower scenes, and it is quite something to behold.
Yeah. Well, you're doing some very special things. I mean, anyone who stays here, there are whispers of Hitchcock all over. From that big, stunning Carlotta mural on the wall there to the mirror alongside it.
Absolutely. So the mural is our interpretation of the portrait of Carlotta, and the mirror brings back his imagery of duality of the characters in the movie.
But you don't let no knives in the bathrooms near the showers, correct?
Only on special occasions.
Oh, my Lord. I haven't been to the bathrooms or the bedrooms yet. Do the shower curtains look like the shower curtains from Psycho?
No, but that would have been a good idea. We should have.
Talk to management. Jimmy, we'll get right on that. You come to the bar here, Carlotta's Cocktail and Wine Bar, and, of course, you're drawn to the menu. Instantly, you know that this has a connection to the great British movie director Hitchcock himself. We have a few cocktails here. Special one we'll talk about last. But first of all, this one right here, I don't want to get mixed up in this.
Yes, I don't want to get mixed up with this. It's actually a stirred cocktail. We use mezcal, fresh watermelon juice, pineapple juice, a little tahini, a little bit of spice to it. So
it's so pretty. I mean, it's almost too pretty to drink.
Once you take a sip, the looks won't hold you back.
Well, I better hold off. Cocktail number two, what's it all about?
Cocktail number two is a little bit different. It's a ube-based drink, so it has a couple different rums in it, inspired Filipino style, almost like a Filipino pina colada, you could say.
And this is Major Look.
Made you luck, yes, yeah. Sir.
What inspired this one?
What inspired this one was we just wanted something fresh and different, something you can't see every day, and gosh, the natural purple color, you can't find it any other product. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we eat and drink with our eyes. These are stunning cocktails. The third cocktail here, and this one, a special cocktail put on really to celebrate Hitchcock himself. We want folks to come down here, come to the bar, enjoy the cocktails, of course. But this new one, I'm drawn to it instantly because of the gold bird, a reference there to the birds. What's this cocktail? What's it all about?
So it's number 13 after his first film that was never, ever released. It's black. It's so it's a little bit mysterious. It's an Aperol Spritz, perfect for the summer.
And this is going to be served kicking off on August 13th, special movie night. It's Hitchcock's birthday, the great man himself. How old would he have been? Do we know how old he would have been this time around? I mean, I should have done my homework and found out, but way up there, right?
Absolutely. So I think his first film was, he made 13, I want to say 1921, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to celebrate Hitchcock Wednesday, August 13th here. Of course, there'll be great cocktails. There'll be great company. There'll be movies. Are you playing a whole marathon of movies? What's going to be shown here?
So we'll be having a whole bunch of movies shown up on the barn and on our mezzanine just throughout the day. We'll have, obviously, Vertigo, Birds, some other classics of his.
Oh, you have the movie Vertigo. You won't personally have Vertigo.
I hope not. We'll see how the day goes.
Well, listen, we got to give a little shout-out to our awesome mixologist behind the bar there.
Yeah, Jason.
Well done, Jason. Grand job, my friend. Jason, he knows what he's doing. He knows his way around the bar, doesn't he?
Right, absolutely.
We can't be here and not talk food. What's the food experience all about here at Colada's Cocktails and Wine Bar and here at the hotel? What will people get to enjoy food-wise when they come here?
So it's very approachable. It's something that's going to go well with cocktails, with wine, something you can share with your friends, or if you're greedy like me, eat a whole bunch of food.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing on the menu, I'd have to say, are steak sliders.
Yeah.
That are our pork ribs. So.
Ooh, did you say pork ribs?
Yes. Yeah. It takes over 24 hours to make. The chef does an amazing job. He won't let me eat them too much because, like I said, it takes 24 hours. But
if Hitchcock was here, what would he be eating?
Ooh, we made a special dish for him, the chicken liver pate, because he was even though he was British, but he did enjoy the French cuisine, and reportedly that was one of his favorite dishes. So.
And what do you love about the pate dish?
The pate dish, it's great. It has a little Hennessy in it. It's for a pate, it's actually very light and airy, served with pickled shallots on it, so it's... You know, a modern take on it. How about that?
And there is no murder nor mystery attached to the pate here at Conrad's Wine Bar, no?
Absolutely not. This is going to maybe resurrection, so...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, listen, finally, looking down the road into the fall, friends, we're talking all things Hitchcock. Colada's Cocktail and Wine Bar is at Julian Hotel on Sutter Street. You got some murder mystery nights coming up in the fall.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're having our first one on October 30th. I'm still working on all the details, but we're going to have a second one on November 26th. So hopefully you can figure out who... was Colada, maybe who's the murderer is, we don't know.
Who done it?
Right.
Murder Mystery Nights here, Hotel Julian. You know, I just love all things Hitchcock, one of my movie heroes, one of my favorite directors. I have to ask you, Sean, your favorite Hitchcock movie, what is it and why?
Well, other than Vertigo, I will have to say Psycho. You know, just thinking about it, he had trouble getting it financed it himself. It was quite scandalous at the time, and it turned out to be one of his biggest hits until the Birds. So
Final word back to the cocktails. If you were to choose one of these three cocktails, by the way, these three cocktails all built around the great British movie director Alfred Hitchcock, three cocktails. One, I don't want to get mixed up in this. Oh no. Major look, and then this one, number 13, you get to choose one. Which one are you going to have, Sean?
I'm going to have a major look. So
major look, which is, wow, it will make you look. That's a stunning cocktail. I'm going to go for the dark and stormy looking one, because I see murder, I see mystery in the glass here. Sean, thank you. Last word with you. For those who've never been to Julian Hotel or to Carlotta's Cocktail and Wine Bar here on Sutter Street, why should folks come and visit?
It's a great time. We're going to offer you some wonderful cocktails, amazing food, and impeccable conversation.
There you go. Listen, we're doing it. Sláinte to you, my Irish brother.
Sláinte.
With a name like Sean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Friends, come on down here. All things Hitchcock, celebrating the master of suspense, his birthday Wednesday, August 13th. But you can get a couple of these cocktails on the menu anytime here. So come one, come all. To Alfred Hitchcock. More friends at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. I'll have another, please. Oh, my gosh.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.